If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Kansas City 17, he's got a first and 10. He gets the snap. He fakes the handoff. He gets a block from his left tackle. Here's a four-man rush. Looks long. Line drive. End zone caught. Gronkowski back in the end zone. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Tom Brady has just thrown his second touchdown pass tonight to Rob Gronkowski.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat on the BetQL Audio Network.
Let's get into some NFL conversation. In 20 minutes, Will Brinson will be here from CBSSports.com. I know he has been firing off all sorts of bets on the NFL draft. So we'll find out what he's thinking in about 20 minutes. And 40 minutes from now, Jeff Feinberg to break down the Zurich Classic. We will wrap with our best bets on the day. Horvat, he's got a lot of NBA ideas. I'm thinking Major League Baseball and plenty of them in the afternoon. So make sure you're with us live here on the Odyssey app and the Odyssey Sports YouTube page so you don't miss any of those wagers. So as we're getting set for the conversation about the draft with Brinson at the top of the hour, let's take a look at Super Bowl futures. Before the draft, we're talking right now, just about a week out. If you were going to make a wager on a Super Bowl future, where would you go on the board? Where would you go? That's a big question. And I don't, unless we're talking about a Watson trade, which it doesn't seem like is on the horizon. There haven't been any rumors anywhere, and we certainly understand why. None of these numbers are really going to move after the draft. We'll get our group of teams, or there's a lot of groupthink, and there's, this team won the draft, or these group of five teams all get A pluses to A minuses. They killed the draft, and we're going to have to wait a few years to see if that's real. Maybe you'll have a couple that contribute right away. But Horvat, we'll start with you. If you're hitting up the points bet odds board right now, and you're going to get down on a team to win the Super Bowl here on April 21st, 2021, where are you going?
Well, I don't want to get in trouble, so I get one only, right?
Get one.
All right, so
why would you get? Oh, you're going to throw five out there?
I was going to bring up the Clippers and try to associate them in the conversation.
You have the entire board. You have the entire board. No matter what NFL team, okay, so nobody will care.
All right. So, like, Homer pick for me would be the same pick that I make every year, and it would be the Green Bay Packers because I think they should have.
Are you a Packers fan?
Yeah. I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan.
That doesn't answer the question.
I'm a fan of whoever's paying me money. And, you know, that's the team that I get paid to cover. So I love Aaron Rodgers. No, I am a Packers
fan. I just heard no. So yes?
Yeah. Okay. And, just me. But I don't want to.
When you said I'm a fan of Aaron Rodgers, that makes it sound like no, but I like Aaron Rodgers.
Well, okay. So my fandom will probably be tested here next year when Aaron Rodgers is no longer the starting quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, and they're pushing him out the door to bring in a quarterback who led the FBS in interceptions at Utah State and Jordan Love.
I refuse to believe that. I know it's a bit, and everybody up there makes fun of the Jordan Love pick. I refuse to believe that's how it goes down.
I don't think you move up to take a quarterback in the first round unless he's going to be your quarterback of the future anymore. Like, even, you know, like the comparisons that we sometimes make, everybody's like, well, look,
we're getting off track.
Pick though. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even Jalen Hurts, second round pick, you move up in the first round. I don't know. I feel, but anyway, that's not why the people,
you don't need to be married to it forever, but that's another conversation for another day. Where would you go on the board?
So I was looking at the Packers 10-1. I think that those are really good odds because I think that if David Bakhtiari doesn't tear his ACL before week 17 and they have the best tackle in all of football, Aaron Rodgers, who was sacked 20 times in the regular season only, probably isn't under pressure running for his life that entire game against Tampa Bay. So I think there's good value because they're pretty much running it back with the same team. They bring back Aaron Jones. Most people didn't think that was possible. Couple losses. They do lose Corey Linsley, who in my opinion is the best center in the NFL. But the Packers do this, you know, with TJ Lang, Josh Sitton. They don't like to give that third deal out to offensive linemen when they approach age 30. So I actually like some of the young guys that they brought in through the draft last year and John Runyon. So I would look at Green Bay. I think that that's a good value pick. Aaron Rodgers, it's going to be year three in LaFleur's system. I do expect them to most likely take a wide receiver, take a slot receiver. That's what they need. You know, you have Devontae, you have MVS who showed improvement, Alan Lazard, Devin Funchess opted out last year. He's back this year, but they need a burner. They need a guy that could take the top off the defense. So for me, it would be the Packers as a realistic one. And then as a value pick, everybody's going to say the Rams, and I'm all in on the Matthew Stafford MVP hype. But I'll go with, let me throw one more out there. I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys 25-1 just because of what they could do offensively if Dak is healthy. They're going to average 35 points per game. My concern, who are they stopping? But let's say they go defense with the 10th pick. Let's say that they actually get some sort of pass rush. I mean, they're going to score so many points that I don't see them being a disaster again this year, even with Mike McCarthy as their head coach. So I like the Cowboys 25-1 and the Packers 10-1.
How often did you get in trouble at school for not listening to instructions? The sheet says one Super Bowl future. And he still sees like, I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm going to pick one. Here's okay. Two.
What I'm saying there is that, okay, so the Packers, I feel like, are going to be a popular pick.
Okay. Let me follow up on the Packers. So you said that you think there's value at 10-1?
Yeah, a little bit, right?
I don't. They're the third favorite. I think that's about right. You know, with what they, with the wins they posted, what do you think they should be? If you think there's value, what should it be? You think it should be, they should be the second favorite instead of Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay. It's fair.
I mean, they were the better team all regular season long. Now they obviously had the loss on the road in Tampa Bay, but like, look at all like Tampa Bay, they were offensively, they went five straight weeks. I want to say like I don't even remember what it was. Week 10 to like week 14, week 15, something like that, where they went five consecutive games without even scoring 30 points. I mean, you know, they caught fire at the right time, but Tom Brady's going to be another age older. They stayed pretty damn healthy, even with all those weapons. I mean, I buy into the Packers a little bit more. And, you know, Green Bay's problem was they didn't get any pass rush. They play soft zone coverage on third down for some reason. Now they have a new defensive coordinator in Joe Barry, so they fired Mike Pettine. So I just think that, I think they should be the second favorite. I think it should be 8-1 for Green Bay. I mean, they've been to the NFC Championship in two straight years.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
If I'm betting at this stage, I'm going to grab a number that I think is going to be gone. And it's a team that I have some belief in. Now, one of our producers is going to jump on and take a team that I was considering. So I'm not going to mention them. I'm going to move further down the board. And I'm really flip-flopping here. Really am between a pair of teams. But I'm going to end up going to the NFC. What do you think that Panthers number is if they got Watson?
If they get Watson?
Well, they're not going to, but if they would have landed Watson in a deal, it's 60 right now. It's 60. But hey, you don't have Watson. That's what we're dealing with. And they still need to upgrade that offensive line. Issues on defense. We'll see if all the defensive players they drafted last year can start to turn that defense around this season. I'm surprised that Washington is still 60-1. And you don't go chasing Super Bowl futures with defenses, but they brought up their level of play at quarterback. They upgraded there. And I can't wait to see what Fitzpatrick is going to do with the weapons that they have, some legitimate weapons on offense. I would jump at Washington at 60-1. And you mentioned Dallas. I'm scared of Dallas being the better team. They're going to have an easy schedule this year. That worries me a little bit. But it wouldn't amaze me to see finally an NFC East team go back-to-back and win the division. I think there's a ton of value at 60-1. I don't know how long that's going to be out there. There's an AFC team I was considering, but I backed away at the last second just because of the gauntlet you have to deal with in the AFC. Maybe we'll mention that coming up in a moment. Jay Kassan, what is your pick for your one Super Bowl future?
Yes, my singular Super Bowl future pick is I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to buy into the narrative with Wentz and Reich, and that offensive line is nasty. And they went to the playoffs with the ghost of Philip Rivers last year. So Wentz, I think, is an upgrade over him. They're an all-around solid team.
You got 25-1 right now. 25-1. That's not bad at all. You're making a Wentz bet. That's what you're doing. You're throwing a dart and say he reunites with Reich. And maybe we can find the old Carson Wentz.
Yeah. And I mean, I just like the way that team's built. You know, it's too bad that they finally solidified an offensive line when it was way too late for Andrew Luck. But you look at the defense, the pass rush, the weapons, the run game, Jonathan Taylor. I'm high on the Colts as well. And Wentz won't have to do a whole lot, you know?
Yeah. If they're in the NFC, I'd love Indianapolis.
I know.
You know, there's so many teams taking a step back. The Saints, we think they're going to be backing off.
Right.
Yeah. I would love them. I'm not sure what to expect out of Seattle.
That's the reason that I had to sneak in two NFC picks, because I feel like the Packers, that's a realistic Super Bowl pick. And maybe you do believe that the Cowboys are, but just what we've seen from their defense the last couple of years, it's hard to buy into them. But if Dak doesn't get injured, he probably breaks the passing yardage record last year. That's the other big question mark with Dallas is health. And what's Zeke going to look like? You know, what's his motivation going to be like this offseason? Is he going to come into camp healthy and in shape?
Dylan Burns says Rams 14-1 in his pick. San Francisco's enticing at 15-1. Let's see who their quarterback is in a week. I assume it's going to be Jimmy Garoppolo to start the season. That's what they've said. That's what they're going to continue to say. But if it's Fields, it wouldn't. Hey, he could be your week one starter. You want to bet on a rookie quarterback to win the Super Bowl?
See, that's the problem. No, I don't. And I don't necessarily want to buy into, or I don't want to put any money or invest any money in Jimmy Garoppolo winning a Super Bowl either. The hot talk in Wisconsin has actually been that San Francisco is going to make a call to Green Bay and say, here's the third pick. We want Aaron Rodgers. Have you seen any of this?
That's just you guys drumming up some interest. Yeah. Do you think the Packers would actually consider that?
No, absolutely not.
No way.
That Bill Belichick was interested in Jordan Love.
That would be fun, though. That would be a monster team. Which AFC team do you think I was considering with my one bet?
I thought it was going to be Indianapolis.
I thought about him.
Buffalo?
No, further down.
I wanted to make a case for Baltimore, how last year we had people that were predicting them to go 16-0. Now that's a good number for them. I don't know. We're at
where Chargers 40.
Herbert.
I'm a little worried about Herbert regression league spending their entire offseason studying that Herbert tape, but that's going to be a healthy, nasty defense.
Yeah, it is. They got to stay healthy, but I'm with you. And I'm not, I don't think there's any regression. I don't think there's a sophomore slump, anything like that for Herbert. You know, like I bought into Herbert going into the draft. Everybody was like, he's not going to translate, bringing up Oregon quarterbacks. He's the real team.
Yep. Yeah, it still seems like there's a little bit of value. I thought that number would start to shrink, but not yet. You can find the Chargers at 40-1. But Horvat went with the Packers. I'm going with the football team. Jake Hassan is the Colts. And Dylan Burns says, hey, take a look at those Rams.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.